Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today is a business-themed episode. And it comes from a conversation I had with somebody who saw a way to pivot their business a couple of weeks ago when they saw that people were likely to be stuck at home and saw that they could sort of convert their in-house restaurant to a delivery service that delivered more than just what they sold at the restaurant. And his big concern was that he would be seen as being exploitative, that he would be seen as taking advantage, what they used to call in wartime, they may still call profiteering, where you're making money off the backs of people who don't really have the money, and you're taking money away from people who really need the money. Now, that's very different to profit. Profit is the lifeblood of a business. Profit is making more money than you spend. If you do not make a profit, ultimately you do not have a business. But his concern was, well, how do I know if I'm just doing what I know to do to staying in business, or I'm profiteering, I'm being exploitative, I'm taking advantage? And I gave him a fairly simple test. And what I told him to do was to listen in his own body for his purity of intent. And just to see, was he coming from a desire to be of genuine service to the people that he served today and in the weeks and months to come? Was he coming from a love of what he does and a genuine care for the people he does it for? Or was he coming from fear? And fear, we can feel fear in ourselves. And sometimes it feels like fear. Sometimes it feels like greed. I remember a poem I read once. I can't remember what the poem was, but I always remembered the line, "The fingerless gloves of avarice." There's a feeling to that where we kind of know that it's not coming from the best we have inside us. And you can learn to really trust that feeling as you notice it. It feels so different from love and care. Love and care versus fear and greed could not feel more different in the body. And they are our foolproof guides to whether we are pursuing profit in our business, which is our job if we are in business, or if in some way we're slipping into profiteering. So you may not be in business, but if you look around at the world, if you look on social media, if you look at some of the offers that I'm sure have come into your email in the past weeks and months, depending on when you hear this, you will be able to feel even in the offers. Is this offer for me or is it for them? It's okay if it benefits everybody, but does this feel like a money grab, or does this feel like service? And if you can feel it in an offer, trust me, your customers can feel it in your offer too. Now, not all of them. You may be coming from a completely clean intent. You may be coming from love and care and service, and there will still be somebody who says, "You greedy jerk, how dare you try and profit off?" I get it. People get scared, and when they're scared, the world looks scary, and it's very easy for them to ascribe the worst possible motives to everything. But you can rest assured that if you are coming from service, if you are looking for opportunities to be of genuine service to your customers, if you are coming from the love you have for what you do and the care you have for the people you do it for, you will make a profit without ever having to worry about profiteering. You will see opportunities without ever having to worry about being seen as being opportunistic. Have fun, learn heaps, happy observing, and I'll talk to you soon.